pictures. We break off in the afternoon. When it's tough to be somebody, it's hard not to fall apart. Up here on the rehab mountain, we learn these things by heart.
Happy to be back in London tonight at this venerated venue. We're going to have a good time, and I'll hope that our hair is, you know.
Madsen with a Thompson gun for hire, fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so they set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. 66 and 7, they fought the Cold War with their fingers on their triggers, deep in war. For days and nights they battled the Bantu to babies. They killed to earn their living and to help out the Congolese. Roland, the Thompson gun. The Thompson gun. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. And that son of a bitch, Van Owen, blew off Roland's head. Thompson gun. Norway's bravest son. They can still see his headless body stalking through the night in the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. In the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. The continent for the man who done him in. He found him here in London in a barroom drinking gin. Roland named his Thompson gun. He didn't say a word, but he blew Van Owen's body from here to Johannesburg. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. Gunner. I'm talking about the man rolling the headless Thompson gunner. The eternal Thompson gunner, still wandering through the night. Now 18 years later, he still keeps up the fight in Ireland, in Panama, Nicaragua, and Berkeley. Patty Hearst heard the burst of Roland's Thompson gun.
I'd like to introduce to you one of the most respected and sought-after musicians in Southern California, or anywhere else on the planet. Or perhaps I should say, in California and the planet. This is Jennifer Condos. And our incendiary and ever mercurial lead guitar player. We've been down in a few roads together already. The main man here, he's from Long Beach, California, which, as you may know, is one of our most brutal neighborhoods. This is Greg Beck. We got a review back home in the States. It said that one person had no right to be so beautiful and so talented, and I was flattered. I looked a little more closely, and they were referring to our synthesist. And I had never showed you that review, did I? This is Karen Giles. And a legendary performer. An alumnus of two of the all-time great rock and roll bands, King Crimson and my personal favorite, El Rayo X. This is the one and only Mr. Ian Wallace.
Job, what if I need some sunshine. Never thought I'd have to pay so dearly for what was already mine. For such a long, long time, paid bad love, shadow love, random love, and abandoned love, accidentally, like a martyr. After such a long, long time, we'll be right back.
Just in case our technological society breaks down. Just in case. Just in case we once again find ourselves calling on the services of the folk singer. I want to keep my hand in.
was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was staring in my empty coffee cup. I was thinking that the gypsy was a lion. All the salty margaritas in Los Angeles, I'm gonna drink them up. And if California slides into the ocean, like the mystics and statistics say it will, I predict this motel will be standing until I pay my bill. Don't the sun look angry through the trees? Don't the trees look like crucified thieves? Don't you feel like desperados under the eaves? Heaven help the one who needs. I'm still waking up in the mornings with shaking hands, and I'm trying to find a girl who understands me. But except in dreams, you never really pray. Don't the sun look angry at me? I was sitting in the Hollywood Hawaiian Hotel. I was listening to the air conditioner hum, and it went. she throw me down. I said, please don't hurt me, mama. See you on me.